You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. The EU bans most American travelers, the WHO chief says the worst is yet to come, and the FBI warns of antibody test scams. Here's what you should know. As the European Union prepares to reopen its borders today, members have been drawing up a list of countries deemed safe enough to allow travel from. The US, which to date has the most deaths and cases of coronavirus on Earth, did not make the list. The omission is a sign of how the US is being seen as a global hotspot for the virus. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned reporters in Geneva that as much as the world would like the pandemic to be over, it's actually speeding up, and isn't even close to being over. He went on to call the idea that contact tracing is too difficult a lame excuse. Scammers are taking advantage of the high demand for COVID antibody tests, which can tell patients if they've been infected with the virus previously, to glean medical information for identity theft schemes, says the FBI. The Bureau says to be careful of unverifiable FDA approvals, advertisements for antibody testing, and marketers offering free tests. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.